Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Tim Irwin is here, too. Tim is a longtime 13-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a licensed psychologist, adjunct professor of psychology at the University of Georgia, managing partner at Irwin Inc., author of so many books that I can't see over the stack. I'm pretty sure we helped him launch all of them. Run with the Bulls in the beginning, and now the new one, Extraordinary Influence. And he's our good friend, Tim Irwin. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Good. Welcome back. We're glad you're here. Thank you for 13 great years. You know, one of the things we've talked about this year so far is setting goals is something a lot of us do, but we might not be that good at it. As I think about it, I think we probably need to think about that a little bit. You know, am I setting goals that are for going forward, or are I setting goals that are reacting to what I messed up in last year? Are the goals that I'm setting something that I can hold myself accountable for, or are they kind of squishy? What do you think?
Well, number one, Jim, I find that we live in these cycles of 12 months, and it's always a good time at the beginning of one of those cycles we call a year to think about what are we really trying to do? And this is doubly important because we're at the beginning of a new decade.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's important to be setting goals. But I think the purpose the first step is to talk about our purpose and then to talk about a plan and then use goals. A plan is a purpose is kind of a destination. A plan is a path, and a goal is a stepping stone.
Mm-hmm.
And if we think of it that way, it helps us set better goals.
Now, when you say purpose, a lot of times that sounds squishy to some people. How do we codify that? How do we put that in more concrete terms?
Well, it really answers the question, why do we exist? And a lot of people think, well, gee, I exist to make money. Well, that's not much of a purpose. It's something you certainly want to do. But a purpose is a just cause. In other words, it's something, why do we exist? Let me give you an example. I've done a lot of work for a company that sells tires and brakes. Well, I was in one of their shops a few years ago, and I noticed on the wall were these poster-sized photographs of families.
Mm-hmm.
And what he was trying to do was to clarify the purpose. In other words, we're not here just to put new tires on a car. Our purpose is to protect families.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had these reminders all around the shop. And so we've got to have something that where we connect with the
what
customer.
What do you stand for? If we never made another nickel, if we could do this without being paid, what would we stand for?
And why do we exist? In other words, why do we have this company? And that seems a little abstract, but it's a mm-hmm. really, really important place to start. In other words, it's a way of saying, yeah, we exist for a lot bigger purpose than just to make money. Making money is a consequence.
And not only why do we exist, but another part of the purpose, I think, is where do we fit in? What part of the big picture, what role do we play? Not just why, but what, right?
Some people call that a value proposition. In other words, mm-hmm. if you're going to come give me money, what am I going to get for that? And what's distinctive? What's unique? And to the extent that we can have a better value proposition than our competition, we're better off. In other words, to the extent we have it and to the extent we can define it, it helps our salespeople, it helps our employees. It helps us be more effective.
And
so
I know, and
even
I'm,
the purpose does sound.
I'm familiar
squishy,
with value proposition, Tim. But I also think though that when we talk about why do we exist, you know, for example, as a small business owner, when I think about purpose, all of us have to make a decision about growth. Some of us want to get really, really big and go public and all that sort of thing. Some people just want to not even have any employees. And I think it's appropriate when we talk about our aspirations, it's appropriate to say, okay, when we talk about our purpose, as you say, it's appropriate to say, okay, this is where I think I fit. This is what I've decided for what's best for me, for my capability, my resources. This is what's best for me, and this is how I'm going to fit into the grand scheme of things. I'm going to anchor this part of Main Street, so to speak. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly right. And it could be a very small business. It could be a one-store dry cleaner. But defining that purpose, I mean, I've seen a dry cleaner who says, you know, our purpose is to make people's lives easier.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we want to serve people. We want to make their lives easier. We want to make them look better. We want their clothes to be a statement of who they are as a person, and we want to help them do that. We want to make their lives more effective.
Right.
You know, that's a real different sense of purpose than just, hey, I'm going to clean people's clothes and take their money and give them their dry clean.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a deeper purpose. It's for motivational.
What does what we do mean to them? And I like what you were saying about the family. I think that's really important. And not only say that, but demonstrate. I took my car to a guy that I know to get some tires fixed, to get some new tires. And when I went back to get it, he said, oh, by the way, when we had your car up on the rack, I saw that you had a leak in your radiator, and I sent the car down to the shop down the street, and he fixed your radiator. And I thought he just did it. I didn't ask. He didn't call me and say, you want me to fix the radiator? He knew I would, but he took the time to do it. And all he charged me for was what the radio repair cost. But wow. we were close enough as customer business that he felt like he could do that. That's part of his purpose, wasn't it?
It really is. And it's to serve you, is to help you, have a better life. And that's an amazing step. And by the way, I know we're always short on time in these interviews, so I want to hit the other 2 points.
I want you to do that when we come back. I want to talk about plan and goals.
Okay.
We come back after the break.
Perfect.
But no, that's the thing is, small business owners, I tell people all the time, Tim, people take small businesses for granted. But folks, drive through your town and imagine what the world would look like in your world. If those small businesses were gone, and you only had
most of the new jobs, most of all these new jobs that have been created were in small business.
What if you only had Walmart? What if you only had Amazon? What a scary world that would be. 20 after, right back with Dr. Tim Irwin. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.